This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. The Supreme Court has permitted the Election Commission to proceed with its special intensive revision, SIR exercise of electoral rolls in poll-bound Bihar. However, the court also asked the Election Commission that, in the interest of justice, the poll panel should also consider accepting key identity documents such as Aadhaar, ration card and voter ID card during the ongoing revision process. While observing that revision of electoral rolls by the Election Commission in Bihar is within the mandate of the Constitution, the bench of Justices Sudhanshu Dhulia and Jayamala Bagchi questioned the timing of the SIR. The top court asked why the exercise is being connected to Bihar Assembly elections and cannot be conducted for the whole country irrespective of the elections. During the hearing, the petitioners questioned the exclusion of the Aadhaar card from the list of documents. On the poll body's reply that Aadhaar cannot be used as proof of citizenship, the top court remarked that the electoral body should have acted earlier if it was to check citizenship under the exercise. The apex court listed the matter for further hearing on 28th of July before the regular bench. It asked the Election Commission to file its counter-affidavit within a week and told the petitioners to file the rejoinder affidavit, if any, before the next hearing. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will reach Thiruvananthapuram today for a two-day visit. The Union Minister will address a meeting of ward committee office bearers from seven revenue districts of the state. Mr. Shah will also inaugurate the party's new state headquarters at Thiruvananthapuram during the visit. By evening, the Union Minister will go to Kannur to have a darshan at Thali Paramarajarajeshwari Temple, and from there he would return to Delhi. The Ministry of External Affairs, MEA, has strongly criticised Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwat Mann over his remarks on Prime Minister Narendra Modi's foreign visits, calling them irresponsible and regrettable. Without naming Mann, MEA spokesperson Randeer Jaiswal said, "We have seen some comments made by a high state authority about India's relations with friendly countries from the Global South." He said, "These remarks are irresponsible and regrettable and do not behove the state authority." In response to the media queries regarding the comments, Mr. Jaiswal said, "Government of India dissociates itself from such unwarranted comments that undermine India's ties with friendly countries." MEA's response came after Mann made a comment over Prime Minister Narendra Modi's trips to countries with small populations. The Assam cabinet, chaired by Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma, has approved several significant decisions aimed at addressing human-elephant conflicts, improving healthcare regulations and enhancing welfare schemes for students and traditional workers. To mitigate rising human-elephant conflicts, the government will implement the Gajamitra scheme in 8 high-risk districts: Golpada, Udalgiri, Nagaon, Baksa, Sonitpur, Golaghat, Jorhat and Biswanath. Community-based rapid response team comprising 8 local members each will be formed in 80 conflict-prone villages. These teams will operate during peak conflict months, coinciding with paddy cultivation to ensure safe elephant passage and protect livelihoods. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that heavy to very heavy rainfall activity likely to continue over northwestern part of the country during the next 2 to 3 days. It said heavy to very heavy rainfall activity expected to continue over central India during the next 4 to 5 days. Light to moderate rainfall, accompanied with thunderstorm lightning, likely to continue over the northeastern part during the next 7 days. Heavy rainfall activity expected in Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha, Chhattisgarh and Jharkhand today. There is forecast of very heavy rainfall in eastern Rajasthan today. In cricket, host England's were 251 for 4 against India at the stumps in their first innings on day 1 of 3rd test at Lord's. Joe Root with 99 runs and Ben Stokes with 39 runs were at the crease. The hosts recovered well after losing a couple of quick wickets early on. Indian medium-fast seam bowler Nitish Kumar Reddy struck twice in 1 over to dismiss both openers Ben Duckett and Zach Crawley. Earlier, England won the toss and elected to bat. India replaced Prasidh Krishna by Jasprit Bumrah. And that is the end of this news bulletin.